Hello? Hello?
Hi, who's here?
Sat in a car.
Oh, hi, sat in a car. How are you?
Great.
Good. I'm glad. So, who else is here?
Guru Atma.
Guru Atma, and who else?
Tomas and Rahmane, and a friend, Donna.
And what's a friend's name?
Donna.
Donna, I'm glad you're here. Sadnam.
Suzanne Smith.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, I am.
Satnam, Kehar Kar.
Hi, Kehar. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. We have a singer here for the afterwards. I mean, you're worth more than that, but I'm just...
Oh, thanks.
And who else?
Amrakar.
Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm okay now, I think. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, now makes me wonder, what's been going on? Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing.
Yeah. Hiding out for a while. Rest and reprieve.
Oh, okay. Okay, bless you, dear. And who
Thank
else?
Sadanam.
Hi, Sadanam.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I'm glad. Okay, so, and welcome to everybody who's on the call, okay? Whether you said your name or not, just totally welcome, okay? So now, please sit straight. Sit straight, and for those who are new to the call, we are going to be doing what we call tuning in. This is a Kundalini Yoga situation, where we change our energies and actually it's like calling the phone number of the infinite, so to speak, or a very special chain of teachers for protection and guidance. So, please join us. Rub your palms together a little bit. Bring your palms together and actually press them against the chest, against the sternum, and we say that the mind nerve is there. To activate that, long deep breath from your belly through your nose changes your whole energy pattern. And now, eyes are focused at the brow point, projecting out of the third eye point. And inhale to begin. Good. Please join in. Belly through the nose. And now we're going to begin heart breath. That means continuing long, deep breath through the nose. But on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. Very precious apparatus in us humans. Long, deep breath, exhaling through the heart. Let the heart free up. Essential healing breath. Good. And now continue that heart breath and send it to everybody who is on this call in present time or anybody who will be on the call anytime in the future. Or if you're listening in the future, just join us for everyone to share. Good. Really connect with each other. And now, please send this wonderful heart breath to anybody who needs it. If you have somebody in particular that you know who needs it, send it to them. And there's a special group, situation, or just send it out freely. And feel the joy in spreading this wonderful energy. The energy is the matrix behind creation, and that's what we're spreading. Organizing principle. And feel your power in this. We're not a so-called victim. We are participating in the organizing principle of creation. And inhale. And exhale. And welcome. Oh, my goodness. Bubba City Chund is here, and he's ready to take off. Okay, sir. So what do you want to say? He says we're all blessed. He says, you, me, everybody. He says, we're blessed. He says, I don't care if you think you're at the bottom of the barrel. He says, you're not. He says, there's no such thing as the bottom of the barrel. He says, because you are all totally gifted, totally wise, totally coherent, and one with your body and soul. He says, did you hear that? He says, you are one with your body and soul. Make no mistake, he said, as you know who used to say. He says, make no mistake. He says, you are profoundly blessed. You are profoundly wise. He says, now I want to give you an example. He says, if you were able to sit down in the middle of a pasture, he says, don't worry about all those little cow pads around. He says, sit down in the middle of the pasture and look around. He says, what do you see? He says, you can either see nothing, you can see it as barren, or you can see it as full of working microbes. You can see it totally transforming the soil. You can see it totally feeding the grasses feeding the cows giving the milk giving to the children, and on and on and on. He says, you can see those little cow baddies. He says, he calls it dementing into the soil, fermenting into the soil, and creating yet more food for the microbes. He says, this is a blessing. He says, understand, this is your life. He says, turning lemons into lemonade, he said, is the same thing as the decomposition of the cow baddies. He says, you can't imagine what wisdom you get. He says, and you fight it so. You say, I don't deserve this. I can't use this. What, you are so burdening me. I can't be here. Oh, this is just such a tragedy. He says, no, my dears. He says, grab it. He says, grab every forsaken thing that comes to you. Grab it. He says, not to impose yourself as a victim in it. He says, oh, heck no. He says, but to grab it, to see the gems and the jewels. He says, the gems and the jewels are the microbes. He says, now this is, in practical terms, this is how you do it. You find that you find yourself in a situation that you find to be raw, that you find to be scratching your skin, giving you stomach ache, taking your breath, slicing away your sense of adventure, hurting your bank account. He says, your car, the tire is rolling down the street without the car. He says, these are all symptoms of depression. They are all symptoms of decapitation. They are all symptoms of he calls it an image of unworthiness, of separation. He says, no. He says, you can change that around if you want to. He says, you can allow yourself to be the victim. You can allow that to serve you in a certain way. And he says, oh, you have no idea how many of these children, he's not just talking about us in the phone call. He's talking about us in the world and in the history of the world, using all of these situations as recognition of being decapitated, hurt, maligned, destroyed. He says, now, he says, this is a very sophisticated business. He says that needs to be taught more in the world. It's not taught very much in the world. He says, what's taught in the world, to pray to God to give me what I need. He says, well, he says, guess who is God? He says, he wants you to put the tip of your finger on your nose. When you do that, guess who you are pointing to? You are pointing to God. Do you get it? You are pointing to God. G-O-D, generating, organizing, and destroying. Now, he says he doesn't want you to get into the aspect that if you were facing what you call tough times, he doesn't want you to go into guilt. He says, that takes you further down. He says, it's like a screwing in device. Guilt will take you further and further down into the reaches away from your own consciousness, away from your own elevation. He says he wants you to begin the reverse screwing process, which pulls you up to your own elevation. So this is how you do it. He says, when you miraculously find that you are taking the goods and situations of earth in order to, in your consciousness, this is very important, be very aware, in your consciousness, you are using them as thorns, as needles to hurt yourself. Okay? He says, first of all, please wipe out any guilt or any over-responsibility. He says that can also be a trap. He says, but realize that you can pick these thorns out one at a time. Or he says you can climb out of the whole bramble patch all at once. It's up to you. He says, but the most important thing, he says, okay, so let's get grounded, he says. He says, pour that beautiful, pure energy of who you are. It's so exquisite. If only you could see it. If only you could recognize it. He says he wants you to recognize who you are. Oh, my goodness. So please pour all that exquisite energy right down into the center of Mother Earth. He says this is Mother's consciousness. He says Mother is the great harbinger and the great supplier of all wealth. In other words, she is the consciousness of all that moves through creation. So send your energy right down into Mother Earth. Let it recycle back up to you and keep that cycle going. He says, now I want you to feel her abundance. He says, you can't do this exercise if you are totally squeezing yourself like a tube of toothpaste, if you are squeezing yourself dry. He says he wants you to put your tentacles down into the earth and feel as though you are absorbing her juice. He says she is non-ending, so don't feel that you are going to rob her dry. He says she is totally abundant and will continue to supply you. It is as you put your tentacles down. He says, feel the tentacles absorbing the water, absorbing the juice that will keep you in balance and also keeps her in balance. He says, do you know that if you, her children, so to speak, are in balance yourself, then automatically that adds to her balance. There is such a balance, such an interchange that happens. He says, so allow her juice to come up through your tentacles and nourish you in every fiber of your being. Allow that to happen now. Allow the juice to come up and nourish you in every fiber of your being. He says, feel the exquisite nourishment of that. He says, it is a nectar. It is a nectar of all vitamins and minerals. It is a nectar of all precious energies. It is a nectar of the great juice and the creative energy that is Mother. He says, in you, as her children, as her participants, he says, this is your birthright. Share in it now. Allow yourself to feel the overflowing abundance. Allow yourself to relax in that abundance. Relax into that abundance. In other words, the health, the wealth, the comfort, the expansion, the light. Without worry, without depression, without confusion. Imagine what that would be like. Woo! He says, you can have it. He says, so many others have told you and your whole lineage that you couldn't. He says, that's a lie. He says, that's my secret for the day. He says, that's a lie. He says, you can have it. You are it. You are the purity of it. Now feel it. Know it. Almost like you were bursting your buttons. So much wealth, abundance, and prosperity. He says those are little tiny words. He says, now imagine what that means in your own life. He says it starts with a feeling. It starts with a knowing. He says it comes from being deeply rooted, deeply tapped into Mother. That's where we start. Have that confidence. He says, like a babe at the breast, is there anything more content than a babe at the breast? Feel it. know who you are. He says, and now I would like you to be aware of one of those thorns in your side. One of those feelings of lack. One of those feelings of torment and torture. Become aware of one. One. Okay, so hold it up and look at it. Examine it. How does it make you feel? Okay, now he says, I want you to honor it, to bless it, because, he says, this is the proverbial alchemical situation. Remember the old stories in Europe that they had of taking straw and spinning it into gold? He says, that's what we're going to do here. Okay? So, looking at that, please give that thorn a name. Remember, the thorn is the lack or the feeling of torture. He says, give it a name so that you identify it. Now, he says, please turn it upside down, kind of like turning an hourglass upside down. Turn it upside down. And when it's upside down, he says, you are looking at the polar opposite. Please give that polar opposite its name. Remember, there's a relationship, a yin and yang. He says, give it the name of your polar opposite. Now, understand that there is a relationship between these two. There is a relationship between them. So I'm going to ask you, he says, to allow the polar opposite, to allow Mother, to infuse the difficult aspect of this thorn. He says, remember the thorn... You have named the point of the thorn as a difficulty. You've turned it upside down and given it the name of the polar opposite. He says, you know, that was the part of the thorn that was attached to the twig or to the bush. He says, that's where the sustenance comes in. That's where the nurturance comes in. That's where the whole prosperity comes in. So allow this beautiful, abundant juice to come from Mother, come in from the polar opposite, the part in which you feel elevated, and feel it totally energize, open up the pointy part, the point that sticks in you. And when you do that, allow a gentleness to occur. He says, allow, it's like a thorn is very woody, he says, and stiff. He says, now allow the softness. Allow the softness to enter the whole, that whole apparatus. There is a softness. He says, you're doing very well. Allow the softness to enter. Be very aware that softness is entering this, whatever you have named as a pointy part. Allow softness, abundance, nurturance. Allow it to soften up. You know, as you put a dried seed in water, you know how it softens. Good. Good. So now the pointy part is going to tell you what you need, what it needs in order to truly soften up. Now, I'm not saying, okay, pointy part needs $50,000. I'm not saying that right now, because we're going to start from the feeling aspect, from the intention aspect. Pointy part, what is the emotional aspect that you need in order to soften up? To let go to the point that you can relax. He says, but because I'm going to tell you that holding on to that hurt, that judgment, that fire that burns you, he says, that is what gives you the trouble. He says, but love it. Let it be loved. Let it be loved by mother's juice. Let it soften up. Whether it be hurt, fear, anger, famine, judgment, unworthiness, shame, let it soften. He says, and now let mother's nurturance totally fill it with love. Totally live it with love. Fill it with love. He says, the base of all insecurity and all pain has to do with being cut off from mother's love. Feel the security in that. Feel the security in mother's love. Good. And as it relaxes, it is going to feed wisdom. It is going to open up to its own wisdom. It has a wisdom. Oh, my God. It has a wisdom. And allow that wisdom to feed back into the polar what we thought was the polar opposite. What is the wisdom? Just listen to that now. What is the wisdom of that area that we thought was the pointy part, which is now loosened up? What is the wisdom? Listen, please. And let it expand. And you may want to write the wisdom down. Now let that wisdom grow. Let that wisdom grow. It has roots now. Roots. It is no longer alone. It is united. United with Mother. And let it expand out, horizontal, vertical. Allow the beautiful light, the beautiful upliftment that comes from above, we'll say, right through the top of your head, right down into this energy mix. The union of Father with Mother. And let that wisdom, let it catch, let the spark catch to make the fire of the light. Allow the light. Allow the light and understand how perfectly divine you are. Perfectly divine, seated in Mother. And allow this union of the polar opposites, the divine creation
and let it move out. Ooh, my joy from your heart. Allow the expansion. And feel who you are. And feel what the wisdom is. Feel the understanding of it. Let it be something you have never heard before. But let it enlighten you. Let it connect you. Allow yourself to be connected to the solution. To the solution. To the next episode. To the change. To the opening and the flowering. And what is that opening and that flowering? What are your next steps? What are your next steps to evolve this flowering? And please write them down. He says, oh, people have a notion to forget things. He says, so please write them down so you can read them over and over again and expand on it. Feel the blessing of who you are. He says, and now totally jump into it. He says, you know, like one of those wetsuits, he says, just jump into it and be it. Be it. This is absolutely within your own capability. And that changes the circumstances of your life. Know who you are. Know who you are. Now inhale. And exhale. He says, now just be comfortable. Be comfortable being the infinite, he says, right here on earth. Be comfortable. Be comfortable. He says, it's okay to feel secure. Did you know that? It's okay. He says, just stay with me. Feel his energy, feel Babaji's energy. He says, I'm guiding you. All you have to do, he says, is like pressing the button, change the channel. He says, I'm here, constantly. You want any instructions? He says, I'm here. I'll give them to you. Really? He says, I give them to you sometimes and you don't hear it, but that's okay. He says, I'm just asking you to switch your attention to hear me. Breathe. Good. He says, now, I know some of you have very, very important, intense questions. He says, I want you to ask them. He says, so please feel the beauty of who you are, the beauty of the energy that flows through you, and understand that it is the you. It is the we. It is the us. And inhale. Continue this flow, continue the flow, and exhale, and be present. Okay, so now he says, do you have, he says, I want to hear your questions. I want to hear your comments. He says, allow yourself to come into waking consciousness. be present and allow these things to formulate in your mind, because it's such a help to everyone. Okay, so he says, first question or comment. Please. What was your experience? What was your experience?
Expansion.
Expansion. Good. Is this Amrit?
Yes.
Hi, dear. Did you have anything that you could name as a polarity?
It was my pointy, if you will, was kind of I named it stifling, and the opposite was freedom.
Cool.
And as I was opening, it was a visual of a flower from a bud just came and was just unfolding and opening, like you would see in 3D on the TV in the Discovery Channel or something. It was just, you know, opening all like that, and as it was opening, I could feel everything within me just completely expanding out.
Cool.
You know, my chest was opening, and everything just really expanding and just releasing and relaxing and allowing.
Oh, how wonderful. So did that take care of the stifling?
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so is this what we might call a mechanism or a tool that you could use anytime you come across stifling?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, it is.
Good.
And I will.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who else can share?
Dear Gian, this is Rahmane.
Hi, dear.
Hi. As usual, I'm translating it into Semitic terms as well. And the word for...
Would you say that again? You are translating it into...
The Semitic.
Semitic. Okay.
As in from the Judaic, Christian, and Islamic lineage.
Good, good.
Because the term that was rendered, unless ye be reborn again, you cannot enter the kingdom. That would be exactly what he's talking about.
Can you talk a little louder or come a little closer to the phone?
Is that
we don't
better?
Want to miss anything. Not
that
quite.
Better?
Keep up. Keep a little
is
closer.
That
yes, that's better.
Okay. So, in terms of the Semitic languages, to be reborn is to return to source, to start at the beginning, to go back to the oneness and begin from there. And so, what I hear him saying is, by tuning into him, in effect, we're going back to source and starting anew from that fresh inspiration. So,
yes, that's what he said. Go back to mother, go back to father.
Yeah.
In that connection.
Yeah. And it's also interesting, because I take notes, that Mother Earth abbreviates as M-E.
Oh, isn't that cute? I love that.
So my owie can go to a wowie.
Say it again.
Owie, as in a hurt, an owie.
Uh-huh.
Owie becomes wowie.
Oh. That's terrific. I love that. Owie becomes wowie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah-chan.
Yeah. So can anybody else share, for instance, what was your pointy part, and what was your the expansion part, or the softened part? One more. Would anybody like to share?
This is Guru Ratma.
Hi, Guru Ratma.
Hi. My pointy was scrutiny or judgment.
The you judging or others judging you?
Being judged.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And the opposite was freedom. And the thing to turn it over is confidence and having a backbone.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then my wisdom was not to give credence to ignorance.
Do you know how profound that is?
Yeah.
We put ourselves in cages of other people's ignorance. Isn't that
I know, and it's the acting a certain way to be at their level, yet it's not being true to, you know, when you have the wisdom, but then you're not, it's like you don't want to freak them out in a way, but then it stifles.
It's painful, isn't it? Painful not to be you?
Yes.
To give yourself away and not to be this magnificent creature that you are?
Yeah.
Have you found that to be so?
Yeah, and it doesn't really help them either because they don't understand it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it help them? Why doesn't it help them to abide by their ignorance?
Well, you know, I don't want to get into a thing where you expect them to get it because they may never get it,
mm-hmm.
you know, in
mm-hmm.
this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to send loving kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, without placing judgment.
Exactly.
Being judged.
Without returning the judgment. Yes.
Exactly.
Wow. Just being who you are and not trapped by their ignorance.
Right.
And when you do that, can you feel the expansion of it?
Well, if you just let go of the whole thing, you know,
uh-huh.
and go about your business and do your thing and send constantly. I mean, I send constantly the love, but yeah, it's a trap for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To be concerned about what other people are doing or thinking or being, or it's their choice.
Yeah, that's right. God bless them. I always remember a long time ago, I was working in a place and we got in the elevator and a lady was saying, "Oh, I'm going to my ashram this weekend." This is obviously before I came across this stuff. And she got out of the elevator, and everybody, including me, started to giggle and twitter. Guess what? I am in an ashram.
Mm-hmm.
So people all, maybe without her presence, maybe her presence sparked something in me. The ability mm-hmm. to accept. Ashram.
Mm-hmm.
So being who you are, no matter what, really allows you to be who you are with a capital W, which allows beautiful freedom, beautiful kindness. Okay. Okay.
So there.
Right. So then maybe being who you are can introduce, in some very subtle way, plant a seed for the future for them. But without you being who you are, the chance is lost for you and for them.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for that, dear. We really appreciate that. So, please, we are just going to, as the lady said, we are minding our P's and Q's here. So we will just sit straight, palms together at the center of the chest, and we'll sing the closing song. Kehar?
Nice. Inhale.
May the long heart sunshine upon you, all love around you. And all your life within you, guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on.
Inhale. And he says, bow to your innocence, bow to your the security that is innately yours, bow to who you are, this beautiful expansion, and honor it. Just feel comfortable in being. Love you. And he says, tell everybody you know about these. He says, I want to give this to the whole world, he says, so please. He says, ask anybody to join either the recordings or the live talks. So God bless you all. Talk to you next week, if not in between.
Sadnam, Sadnam.
Sadnam. Sadnam.
Sadnam.